The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Here on Friday.
Are you here? Are you here?
Friday the 13th.
It is
baby.
Friday the 13th. I'm going to have to go home and watch some Friday the 13th movies.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to watch Jason massacre some people.
Yeah.
I mean, we've watched.
But you get to watch like the original.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch the first one where their head gets chopped off in the, at the end.
I think Mommy! I laughed so hard at the part. I can't remember if it was like the second one or the third one. When they were camping and he took the, she was in the camping bag, the sleeping bag.
Oh, boy, he slams her against it. Yeah, that's the best. That's part seven.
He's like,
I think that's part seven.
No, it's like in the beginning.
It's
one of the first few. I just can't remember. I love Friday the 13th movies, but really, you know, my favorite is Michael.
Oh, Michael's always the best. Yeah. Everyone's probably like, whatever. Anyways.
Well, I mean, come on. It was one of the best franchises.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
But I love Michael. Michael Myers is my favorite. It's always going to be my favorite.
Me too. I liked them all.
Like, yeah, Jason, Freddy, Chucky.
Freddy was witty. You know, like he had these witty one-liners or he had these like witty comebacks.
Oh yeah, he always did.
And it was comical. So it was like, it wasn't really scary. It was more comical. The first one was more scary than any of the rest of them.
It was the first two that I think were scary. Then the rest of them just became hilarious.
Yeah, they were more like a horror comedy. Horomedy.
Horomedy. Yes, that's a good one. Horomedy.
Corer.
Corer.
Comor.
Comedy.
Comedy. We can put that in the Chuctionary.
Yeah, the Chuctionary. Chillinary. The Chillinary.
for those of you that don't know what the Chillinary is, it's something that me and Chuck came up with many moons ago. Where we make up, sometimes we just make up these words.
And we have to put them in. We don't remember them.
No, we never do. You know, I should just start carrying around a little notebook.
Yeah, but
every single time we think of one.
Just write it up.
I'm gonna even put a little sign on the notebook that says the Chillinary.
The Chillinary. We should.
And we can get it.
Leather bound book.
We can get it published.
A leather bound book with a snap.
Yeah. Like an old timey journal.
Yeah. Let me get the Chillinary.
Yeah. Like what? Like what the explorers had. Archaeologists.
Let me get my leather-bound book.
Let me get my leather-bound book.
Got your sack on the side, and you're pulling it out.
The satchel.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like,
We'll bind it in something that looks like the Necronomicon.
Yeah, like Necronomicon, Book of the Dead.
Yes. We'll put your face on it, but make it look like a demon.
One eye going this way, yeah. And half of yours on the other side. Like
your eyes are going two different directions.
No, it's got to be my half of your face, my half of my face, and your half.
And half of mine, yeah.
That would be so awesome.
That would be hilarious.
When you're culinary.
And we call it that because it's Chuck and Billy. So yep. Chillinary. But yeah.
Chillinomicon. There you go. The Chillinomicon. I can't even say it like twice. I tried to say it. And I was like,
I didn't even say it right the first time.
Yeah, it's all right.
Necronomicon.
Necronomicness.
Yeah.
That would be great.
One of those.
See us pulling that thing out every time we make a word right on live.
Yep. I'll even make sure you can hear me writing it.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna hear it. I know we came up with some words. I really wish I could remember.
I can't remember
some.
Any of them. That's sad. That's
but that's fun. Like that's like when you move into a new neighborhood,
yep.
And you don't know anybody,
mm-hmm.
And so like you don't know anybody's name or anything, so you start making up like nicknames for them.
Where's that idiot? That's what my dad used to do.
Yeah.
All the time.
There's the blue car guy.
There's a guy that wears the same jeans every day.
The tree lady.
There's a guy that's always stinky.
And I'm sure there's other names.
Stinky Magoo-Goo came in.
I'm sure there's other names people have made up before.
Oh, yeah, but we can't say them on the air.
Yeah, we can't say those.
There's chicken liver. I remember
liver
my dad
chicken.
Used to, yeah, I remember my dad used to come up with just names for people. I was just like, Dad, why? Why?
He's like, why not?
Well, I don't know their name. Ask him their name. No. End of discussion. We're done.
Yeah, I mean, my friends used to do that at the mall. You're people watching.
Oh, that was fun, though.
Yeah, you're people watching, and you're like, did you ever? And I know you've done this. I think we did this before.
Probably.
Where people were talking. We did this when we were working.
Oh God.
Where we were working and we watched the surveillance cameras and we were making conversations.
Yeah, you're sitting at the mall and you're like, yeah, well, I want this and I want this, and you're just like.
They're talking, and you're making conversation. You're making it up as they go.
Oh, the ones I loved was when they were getting into arguments, but it was a very silent argument. It's like, and you're like, here he's gonna say, I told you I wanted to be for real. You don't listen to nothing.
I wanted to go to Arby's.
I wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese today. You're getting my.
I don't want to go to the smoothie place.
My underwear are really tight.
Well, why don't you go to the pretzel kiosk?
They're snug.
Get out of my space.
You're aggravating me. I'm going to take this pencil. Forget it.
That's it. I'm going to the arcade.
Give me some quarters. It was fun, though. Like, you sit there and your friends and people are like, what is wrong with you? And you're like, this is funny. Watch these people and then you... Watch them argue. It's just great.
And as kids, you know, you come up with the greatest arguments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It could be something stupid, too. Like, it would be like...
I wanted to watch cartoons, but you wanted to come to the mall! Dude, you're a grown man. Grow up.
You made me wear the button pants.
I don't like buttoning my fly.
Yeah. Why do people wear it, like...
Whoops.
To unbutton all those buttons if you got...
I know, it's like, come on.
Sometimes you only need to unbutton the top button.
But some, like, well, I had a pair of those, but every time the jean part of it would get loose and the buttons would fall down, you're just walking around the street.
And you can't zip up your fly.
You got a draft.
Hey, buddy,
your
what would you call that?
Your fly's unbuttoned.
Your
barn house door's open, buddy.
Your barn's unlatched.
Your chicken's coming out. Put your cow away. I'll see your rudder. I'm so messed up today.
Not the other one. He was taking a sip of whatever he's got over
there. That would have sucked. See ya. Show's over, guys.
We have an electrical shock over here.
Oh,
somebody
man.
Call the paddy wagon.
They're coming to take me away, ha ha, hee hee, ho ho, to the funny farm. Anyway.
Oh, no, when man. You did the Wii U, that made me think of Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah. Wii U, Wii U. What's going on here?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The new guy's puking in the corner. All because
he wanted to save a couple of bucks.
On brake pads.
All because you...
What a catastrophe that was.
Oh, it was funny. Get out. You guys valet. Get out.
Get out.
I just like David.
He set his cars on fire.
He's just sitting there.
Yeah. To validate.
Oh my God. Speaking of a great.
Daddy, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Speaking of a. Yeah.
Don't make me turn this car around.
Speaking of great actors, we just lost Vanderbeek.
James,
Yeah, James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, he was an icon in my time.
Yeah, my time.
Dawson's Creek was probably like one of the first TV series that I actually look forward to watching, like, you know, with friends.
Yep.
You know, I'd sit with my friends or my girlfriend at the time. Even we were in high school.
Yep. And the lead, I can't remember his name. I feel really bad.
Pacey?
No, the lead singer of Three Doors Down passed away of cancer. It's like cancer. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's always cancer. Get it's C word out of here.
It's in the food.
Yeah, all the hormones they put in food these days.
All the chemicals.
Shoot up that chicken.
Did you ever see one that they, like, genetically modified?
Yeah.
They're, like, three times the size
of
a normal
humongous.
Chicken. Yeah.
And it's like, they grow so fast, you can just,
can you imagine putting two of those in a ring?
No, that'd be great. Putting boxing gloves on them, like fake hands. Ding, ding.
Those little hands.
Like a slap fight. They run
around and the hands are just flapping around. Yeah. All you hear is a little, like, plastic.
Yeah, you're like, hey, get him.
Somebody catch that thing.
It's running.
Yeah, his arms are flailing around.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Slap fight, chicken fight.
slap chicken fight?
Yeah, slap chicken fight.
Chicken slap fight.
Something.
Yeah, that would be funny.
He gets beat and he goes, "You got cooked." You got to have one of them like,
"I'm
going to
roast you."
Rotisserie style. He's got like the gangster chain on.
instead of like the peace sign or some other sign, it's like instead of the dollar sign is like a chicken beak.
Yeah, or a claw.
Yeah.
It's all gold.
Yeah. This is what I got from the first guy.
Took him out. Instead of him having hands, he got fingers.
Yeah.
Like this. That would be so great.
Oh, that would be so. I'm,
make a lot of
like,
money
I'm
off
picturing
of
this.
It's sad.
Yeah,
it
I
is.
Know.
It's sad. We are. It's like they're running.
It's the tiny hands that gets me. Dude, you could pull tiny hands out anywhere.
And nobody would notice. Did you ever see those videos?
Yeah, yeah. The daughter was doing it to the mom.
Oh, no, there was this at work.
And she was like pressing her.
This lady's at work and she's like going. She's like, he goes, "Yeah, can you show me the files?" She's like, "These files?" Like that. And he's
like the finger.
He's not paying attention. And she's like, and she's laughing doing this. And then she's like, grabs the mouse and she's like, and he goes, "This file right here." And he's like, "Yeah, that one." And then he goes, "What the heck?" And he just finally notices, and she's like, "Ding!" Like that with her fingers up. So funny.
Well, the video that I was talking about, like the mom didn't notice for the longest time. Like her daughter was standing there, like pressing buttons on her mom's phone with her mom looking at the phone. She's like, "No, you got to press this." She had the tiny hands, and she put it on her mom's shoulder and everything. She put it on her face.
I love you. We got to get those. I know. You gotta get those and walk through Walmart.
She finally realized that they were little hands, and she was crying. It was funny.
I got little skeleton hands.
That would still be funny.
I would be walking around like... I think they're like salad tossers. But I was like, I gotta get these.
Bone in.
bone out.
See you in the marrow.
People are like, "You damn dad joke." Knock it off.
I mean, it's the end of the week. I don't know if anybody feels like it's been a long week, but it is Friday. It's the afternoon. Some people are going home right now. Some people will be going home in the last half an hour of the show.
Yep.
You know, it's I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
If we have this much energy.
Yeah. It's fun.
At least we're making ourselves laugh. But we're I know there's people out there listening who are laughing.
Well, I've had people like message me and say, "Dude, I listened to your show the other day, and when you did Miss Piggy and Kermit," "dude, I was dying. You sounded exactly like them, like back in the 80s. And I was like, "Really?" And they're like, "Yeah." I was like, "That's cool."
And did you go back and look?
No, I watched it, and then I was like, "This is great." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he was, I laughed so hard, dude. I had tears in my eyes when you were like, "Oh, Kermit."
Oh, Kermit. I know, I'm right.
Kermit.
I don't know there, Piggy. You're cooking over there.
It was
there.
Almost like he didn't want to be with her, really.
I know. Yeah.
Like, it was almost like Pepe Le Pew, and but reversed.
Oui, oui.
Mademoiselle.
Oh, it was funny. And I did watch the Muppet thing.
You did you? Yeah. I didn't.
I watched it, and I didn't like the dude's voice. It's terrible.
Yeah. So I heard it because, you know, when you're scrolling, it'll show like a clip, and I was like, that's not right. That's not right. I couldn't.
Terrible.
I couldn't do it.
And then I was like, all right, this is how you do it, buddy. And I was literally sitting in the house, and I was like, oh, Piggy, I love you.
This is the right way to do it.
Hey, did Fozzie, you... come over here. I'm going to show you this beer I got. We're going to get hammered.
I just found this.
We're going to get hammered.
We're going to get hammered.
Where's Piggy? I think she's in the dressing room.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert. They're like, bork, 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 bork.
That guy. Yeah, that's funny.
I found this behind the garbage dump over there. It looks okay. Piggy, come on out. Kirby, I'm changing.
You could do a whole show of that.
I found some beer.
I found something.
Give me a minute.
Come on out and sit on the lily pad with me.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh, Kirby. She was obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah, she was. People are probably like, that's sad. You need to be the new Kermit. I don't think I could do that because I can't. I couldn't do it. I could do it, but I'd probably be like, oh, this is so annoying.
Is the puppeteer the voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they have like the mic on.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was doing.
But so why couldn't they just have a puppeteer and then hook a mic up to you and you can just sit off?
Because I don't know if you want
to. It's true. Well, you could just, you know.
Yeah,
because it would be up to him,
Piggy.
Really. It was like,
well, that's way off.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You'll have that 2 second delay.
Like Kid Rock. Anyways.
Yeah. It'll just, oh, man. That's all.
That was great, dude. Love that show. Anyways.
No.
I didn't.
The thing is, the reason I even said it is because there's a 2 second delay.
I wasn't.
You would have a 2 second delay, and people would just have to deal with it.
Like we did when we went, we were talking to Josh Blue. Remember that?
Oh, I know.
We're like, hey, whoa, oh.
In the zoo, it froze.
Oh, it's so bad.
It froze in a good spot, though. I think.
Yeah.
I think he was like standing right over it. His face was like right up against the thing. And he was like, "Oh, hey."
He's like, "Hey, guys." I love it. That was a great show, though.
That was.
The only thing that sucked is that everything was like. Phew. I was like, no!
You know, you see clips of his shows online, and they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're hilarious. That's why people, you know, get to know who he is, and then they buy the tickets, and they go watch them.
Yep.
But when you go in person to one of his shows,
yeah,
I don't think there was a dry eye
in
that place.
That place, they were dying.
I was crying. My stomach hurt by the end of it. My face hurt by the end. The next day, I felt like I did 150 crunches. From laughing so hard. He was funny. He is funnier in person than he is on those clips that you see.
Yeah, I think he's way funnier in person.
It's way funnier. Because
I've watched many of his clips, and I'm like, that's not even funny. And then you see him in person, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no. Like, you see a clip, and you're like, oh, it's Josh. What we know. It's funny. So we go to watch the clip, and it's like, wait a minute, that wasn't even that funny. It's like the same joke. As he's like said somewhere else, but he has way more jokes than that.
Oh yeah,
you know, and I get the worst thing you can do is to videotape a show, and then or like you know with your phone and then upload it because it's not fair to them and it should be like a personal experience. So if you want to see it, go to it.
Exactly, you have to go. You have to see Josh Blue.
Yeah, that's why some places that you go, they're like, we don't. You know, we don't want people to record anything because, you know, this is a personal, it's in-person experience. And we want people to experience their own thing. And, yeah, that was a funny show.
Oh, it was great. Even hanging out with him was best.
Yeah, and who was his open? Nate? What was his name?
Nate something.
Nate something.
I think I still have his card. Hang on. Let's think find out his name. We got to get him on a show.
He was funny, too.
We got to get him on the show.
That would be funny. Nick.
Nick.
It was Nick something.
Nicholas. I don't remember.
It was a Nick something.
Nicky. Yeah, his name Nick. Was... His last name was weird. I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah. It was kind of a...
Where is it?
Oh, was it like Italian or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know where it is.
He was funny, though. He was good. He set the stage. But, yeah, Josh Boo killed it.
He was funny.
I thought it was really funny with the ball.
Yeah, I know. You told Josh kicked it. I was like, wow. That's a little messed up.
Yeah, but then, like, Nick tried to do it, but it went off into, like, the side. He was like, you can't even do it.
He's like, you didn't do anything. What are you trying to do?
He's like, I have cerebral palsy, and I did better than you did.
I know.
Oh, and you can't help but laugh at it, you know? But definitely somebody you want to see.
Yeah, you definitely want to see him live. You don't want to just watch clips and be like, he's not even that funny. No, you need to see him live, literally.
Yeah, and plus it's like, when the whole room is laughing, it makes it really hard not to laugh. I mean, you'd have to be super, 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 super miserable.
Oh, yeah.
To just sit through a show like that and like, not laugh.
I mean, like most of the people these days.
Yeah.
I'm such a crybaby.
Well, I went to the movies. Like I told you, I went to the movies and I saw Send Help.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. I laughed a lot at it.
I was laughing. I was
And there was a lot of people in there. And it was like maybe four people were laughing at the same stuff. Nobody else was laughing. They were all just sitting there like stones.
Or
and I'm like,
or they
why
were
is this
stoned.
Not funny? Am I just a nerd or... Am I laughing at something I shouldn't be laughing at?
Well, see, you gotta remember, some of the people that laugh at things these days are not funny at all.
The dry humor.
It's like, what are you laughing at?
I mean, it could...
It's so funny watching him. He made a paper airplane, he threw it, and it hit the ground. It's hilarious.
He made a paper airplane, and it flew back into his face.
It hit him right in the butt. It's so funny.
No.
I think the explanation is funnier than the video.
Yeah.
It hit him right in the butt.
Should have Kermit do it.
Well, he threw an airplane, and you hit him right in the butt. Hit him, boink. Kermit, don't be rude. Yeah, boink.
Look what I found behind the garbage cans, behind Oscar's garbage can. An animal's drum set.
Could you imagine him drunk?
Oh, good.
Hey, I was drinking this beer.
He'd sound like Bobcat.
Yeah. I was drinking this beer.
You smell like salad.
You smell like salad, Piggy. Woo, you smell good.
Do you smell barbecue?
Is that rotisserie?
is that a new perfume? Is it barbecue?
Is it rotisserie yourself? Did you use a hair dryer? Did you got a burnt spot on your ear?
Is this a smoke barbecue?
That would be great.
Wood fired.
Sitting there watching him go. And the holeless mouth is what I call it.
It'll be pouring out the sides.
Then you hear him throw up.
Let me hold your hair back, Kermit. Oh my god.
If I have tears in my eyes, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Oh, you get to watch this live later or tomorrow.
One of these days.
I don't know, it took forever for the other one we did to show up.
Did it?
Yeah, it was like we did it Friday, didn't show up until like Tuesday. I was like, what the heck?
Probably because of the weekend.
You're fired.
So Wednesdays, when we were on Wednesdays, it, you know, came up like a couple days. But because it's the weekend, it takes a little bit longer.
I see how it is.
Takes a little bit longer.
You don't
the ghost can't do it.
Ghosties can. They can do automated. Automated. Yeah, that was good. Automated. What's automated?
Wait a minute. Put that in the chillinary.
That chillinary word. Automated.
Automated.
Something.
I don't remember now.
I don't know what it is. It
must be the age.
I don't know. Oh, Kermie.
That was funny, dude.
That was good. Watching Fozzie Bear over there going, "You're a loser." Boom! He just falls over and passes out.
All the Muppets just getting drunk.
Yeah. Great. Even the old guys. Oh, I don't know.
The count. One tequila. One. Two tequila.
How many tequilas three was I on?
Three tequila.
How many tequilas was I on? One puka.
Schnurbleidelheisel. You sound like German.
Schlingen, Gleimen, Glingen, Klagen.
One. That'd be great, dude. I wish I could talk like Elmo, but I can't.
No.
Hey, guys! I can't do it.
Not like it's too high. I can't get that.
Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah, it's way too high.
Elmo. No, I can't even do it.
Elmo loves you.
Elmo loves you.
I did it.
Elmo loves you.
Elmo loves you.
Oh, that's so terrible. I just did that. That's so terrible.
I'm just hammered, everybody. Kirby's got some beer over here.
People are going to be like, well, I can never watch Sesame Street ever again.
Oh, that would be the Elmo's. Remember the controversy around Elmo, the talking Elmo? Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we just make a new one.
Yeah. Alcoholic Elmo.
Yeah.
AA Elmo.
Yes.
Elmo AA.
Big Bird leads batteries? It.
Yeah. Snuffle up, because I can't remember what Snuffy sounded like. Well, he was like, oh, hey, Big Bird.
I don't remember. Did he, like, really talk? He did, didn't he?
He did. He like, was like...
Or did he just move a lot?
He was like, dum, da, dum, da, dum, da, dum.
He was a big puppet.
Yeah, hey, Big Bird. We got some beer.
Where would they build the bar?
Want to
behind them. Oscar's trash can?
Yeah.
Call it Oscar's. We're going to Oscar's to have some beer.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to Oscar's to have some beer, everybody. Let's get hammered.
Cookie Monster shows up.
Cookie!
Except you won't have cookies. No. We'll have nips.
I'm a nip monster. I got a sleeve. Look what I got.
Fireball.
That's what I was going to say, but it wasn't coming out. I was waiting ready to laugh.
I knew
I got Southern Comfort.
Everyone's probably like, oh my God, they're talking about
it's
alcohol.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Come on, get over it. We're having fun.
People are maybe.
They're going to go out drinking tonight. You know you guys are. You know you are. You're going to go have fun. Go have a good time. Don't.
You can go to Oscar's Bar at Sesame Street.
See if you can see Elmo. Wave to him for us.
Yeah. Say hi.
See, that'll be funny. A whole bar of like humans and stuff. And they're like, hey guys, I'm over here. Like.
And then no. Bert and Ernie get so hammered, they're up there on the bar doing the coyote ugly thing.
Yeah. With boots.
Yep.
And freaking Daisy Dukes. Shake that yellow fur. Oh, my God.
Oh, sheesh.
Shoo-shish. Oh, I can't stop drinking water. I'm dying over here.
I think my stomach's going to hurt tomorrow.
That's man. Funny. This is good.
Yeah.
I would just love to watch something like that. I would die.
I think it would be hilarious.
Oh, man. We should make a show.
We should.
Get our own Kermit, make him, like, purple.
we'll call it Sesame
call
Seed Street.
Skirmit.
Sesame Street. Sesame Seed Street.
Kermit will be purple. We'll call him Skirmit. Pelmo. Dirt and Bernie.
Oscar.
Ruffalupicus.
Oxer.
Stick bird?
Who would the count be?
I don't know. The bartender?
One, two,
one tequila, two tequila. Oh.
Get hammered, Bert. How would we like... clear?
Oh, we have to call him ABC.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Woo, we made it back.
We're still here. Are you?
Yeah, that's funny. Woo.
Are you still here?
I hope you're still here, because that was fun.
That was fun.
That was great. That was great.
See, it's funny because, you know, we don't actually have an idea of what we're going to...
Itinerary?
Yeah, like we don't have like any kind of itinerary or script or anything like that. We just kind of stroll in
and be like,
and then whatever our creative minds come up with, we talk about.
We do it.
We don't have our
today. Book. I know. Today on Talking Billy is not your cup of tea. I mean,
we should do that one day. We should be like,
welcome to Talking Billy is not your cup of tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
You gotta do it like
on today.
Oh man, I think we're overtired.
Maybe.
Yeah.
On today's show, we're gonna talk about how to water your plants the proper way.
On today's show, we're gonna talk about how to put your socks on right.
Yes, 1 foot at a time.
Where does the heel go?
We could. We could just try to do comedy, but it would be pointless. I'm like,
have you ever heard Kermit talk? Hey, Piggy. Oh, hello, Kermit.
It's just so bad. It's horrible.
No, you just have to come up with like, you just have to talk about things that are extremely irrelevant. They have like nothing to do with one another.
Yeah, like,
I was washing my dishes. Do you know paper plates are not waterproof?
Just like out of the blue, like, what?
And then, did you realize that if you have a headlight out, you can get in trouble?
Yeah, if your headlight is out, it's called a pediddle. Oh, did you know it's hard to change a light bulb when the chair's not big enough?
Did you know that in the new cars today, you would have to take the whole thing apart in order to change the light bulb? It's the whole assembly.
It's ridiculous.
Speaking of assembly, in school today...
There was a PTA meeting.
There was an assembly.
At 6 o'clock.
There was an assembly in the lunchroom.
In the lunchroom.
And today's topic was the meatloaf.
What is the brownies really made of?
I can see people going, don't do that ever.
Thank you again for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea right here on WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield and WASBR 88.1 in Lee. Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, that's got to be like a...
It's got to be like... It's gonna be like Mr. Rogers' music.
Yeah,
to be
we should
my
do
neighbor.
That, dude. We should do that. We should have it as Mr. Rogers when we come in and just play it, dude. I'm gonna find that. I'm so using that now.
We're going to use it for an intro.
We're going to use it for an intro, and we'll be like, won't you be my neighbor? And we'll be like, we'll put our red sweaters on.
Dude, I have a cardigan, but it's not red. It's green.
It doesn't matter.
It's like green with diamonds on it.
It doesn't.
I'll wear it.
I'll get one of my wife's. I won't fit in it, but I'll do it.
It's comfortable, actually. Like, my cardigan is awesome.
There we go.
Yeah.
Your shoes.
I know.
That'd be great. Are you guys ready for Chuck or and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea?
Or play like the Reading Rainbow music?
Oh, we should do that. Take a look. It's Chuck and Billy. It wouldn't work. I don't know. We could try. We could do it anyways. We should do like old stuff like that. Just play them.
He-Man.
He-Man.
Power of Chuck and Billy.
Power of Not Your Cup of Tea. And then both of us pop up like.
Yeah.
We could do that. I'm going to do that.
It would be pretty funny.
Oh, I'm doing that now.
I'm doing it.
It's like when I made the commercial for Tutor Fruiters. I know. Dude, that was so funny. Just there's like two hands here with a bag of Tutor Fruiters and one in the middle. It just goes.
Yes.
I was like, yes. You should make it good.
Like 70s style.
I should have.
Like with the big, big fat words, you know, in the letter, in the numbers.
Oh, I should have. Dang it.
You call today and get your Tutor Fruiters.
You get the Tutor Fruiters today.
Hey, did you notice that during the announcer at the Super Bowl? I don't know if you noticed this, but do you remember our news anchors that we had that we did? You remember mine? How we sounded? Yes. There was an one of the announcers at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Sounded just like it. I was dying. It was Seahawks.
The Seahawks. Take the field.
It was so funny.
Fantastic.
It wasn't like the whole thing, but it was like, you know, every once in a while it'd be like the end of the word, it would sound exactly the same as what I used to do.
Oh, my God.
He's
on the field. He's bent over. He's ready to go.
10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. He's out of bounds.
Oh, he dropped the ball, loser.
He dropped the ball. Can you believe it?
We got to do NICOT news.
I know. It would be really fun.
On here.
Can you believe it?
We got to change. What was your name? Cranberry or something?
No, we can't say the names.
No, I know. What was your? But I came up with new ones. I can't.
Oh,
remember.
I don't remember.
It was like Bert Cranberry. Mine was like Gary Lavender or something. I can't.
Just
remember.
Just call me Dirk Diggler.
I am Gary Lavender. Thank you for listening.
Gary Lavender.
I could be like Larry Lavender. There you go. Back to you, Larry.
Can you believe it?
I'm Larry Lavender, and this is Gary Cranberry.
And you're listening to NICOT News.
NICOT.
Today on the news, we're going to tell you what the weather is. If you haven't looked outside, then you're blind.
Yeah.
And if you're blind, I'm really sorry, but there's like 3 feet of snow. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we're going to give you the weather with Chantel. Take it, Chantel.
Take it away.
Like, the weather is really cold outside. And like, oh my God, my name's Chantel. It's like, it's like really freezing. I don't have mittens. My name's Chantel.
Dude, it would be so great. Just not simulcast that one because it would be funny.
Yeah, that would be wicked funny.
If I knew a person that could do her voice like I can, it would be perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Have her, like, come in here, like, have her hair.
You can always, like, pre-record yourself.
I should do that.
Yeah, because then you could talk through it. You know what I mean?
It would be great. Just play it and be like,
you're just going to have to know what you're going to say so that she can answer you. Like, when you do the recording, you have your own.
Like, Chantel, what's it going to be like in Pittsfield today?
It's going to be like 32. It's going to be really cold.
Can you believe it?
I can. My name's Chantel.
I can. Oh, man.
Does anyone take my Starburst?
Does anyone take my Starburst?
I can't find my Sprite and my Starburst.
Iced coffee.
My name's Chantel.
Just in case you forgot, my name's Chantel.
Oh, just so you know, my name's Chantel.
Just so you know.
Have her hair like tied to the side like the girl in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
I see you're drinking 1% milk. Is that because you think you're fat?
Because you're
wow.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Because you could totally be drinking 2%.
You could totally drink it whole if you wanted to.
Yeah, whole percent. Yeah, whole percent, I said. Did you hear me? I said whole percent. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? I'm going to run down the sidelines. Oh, he stepped out of bounds.
They're going to review it. And we're just going to make sure that that's really what happened. Do you think that's really what happened?
Well, I think it was Piggy Toe stepped out there. I think he's good, though.
You think it was the Piggy Toe? Because if it was the Piggy Toe, then he was definitely out of bounds.
Yeah, he was definitely out of bounds, but I think so it was the Piggy Toe.
He definitely did not get a touchdown that time. Isn't that right?
I did like the halftime show. Bad Bunny was phenomenal.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Did you know he gave his Grammy away to that little kid? That was amazing. Can you believe that?
Kid Rock wouldn't do that. He's a loser.
Listen, we could actually tell, like, real news if you wanted to. But guess what? Good. The real news that we would actually talk about right here on Nycott News.
Are stuff that you've never heard before.
Stuff around the world that you've never heard before. And it's real. Can you believe that?
I am Larry Lavender, and that is Gary Cranberry.
Larry, what a great day it is today. And it actually is kind of cold outside, but at the same time, if you really think about it, it's always been like very single digits. Can you believe it? It was single digits or below zero. And now it was in the 30s. Today it was about 35. I thought I could wear some shorts, but I had to come to work and I had to do Nycott News. So, of course, I got to wear a suit. Can you believe that?
Dude, I was thinking we should get puppets. And, like, just do this and make them talk, but get out of the way.
Oh, man, that would be so funny.
It would be hilarious.
Like, no, you'd have to get those puppets, like
the big puppets.
Yeah, like the Muppet puppets.
It'd be great, though.
We'd be sitting underneath the table.
Yeah, like, hey, guys, this is Chuck and Billy's.
No, you're going to see.
Oh, it'd be so
Nycott News.
We're taking over Chuck and Billy. My name is, I don't know, Gert. Gert and Dernie.
That's Huck over there, and I'm Philly, and that's who's taking over the show this time.
We're doing this today. They gotta look creepy though. Like, they gotta have the beard, like the fuzzy beard that moves back and forth. Where we can get those guys to go radio.
Yep.
Oh my god, I'm dying over here. Tutor fruiters.
Apparently, there's a little bit of news from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
A literal cat burglar. It's not what you think. Apparently, the residents in New Zealand kept having their clothes stolen out of their drawers, especially their underwears.
Delicious.
As it turns out, they caught the thief who was stealing everybody's underwear.
Was it a cat burglar? Ha ha! Kitty cat.
They found him near a school. He was living in the school for over a year. Was finally identified on video as the local cat. Can you believe it?
Talk about thief. Ha! Will. That's great, dude. That's funny.
Did you hear about the drunk raccoon in the liquor store in Virginia?
Was he hanging out with Kermit the Frog?
I don't know, but
Elmo?
The only thing I can see here is the raccoon broke into a Virginia ABC store, drank alcohol, and was found passed out on the bathroom floor.
That would be so awesome to see that.
Drunk in public.
Good job,
you've
raccoon.
Been listening to Chuck and Billy. You've been listening to Nycott News, and we gave you the weather. We gave you some weird news. Can you believe it? And right now, we're just going to give you right back to Chuck and Billy.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend and afternoon. Take it away, Chuck.
I'm taking it away.
Take it away. Take it away from him now.
Take it away now.
Take it away.
You know what's weird? Every time I fix your camera, it constantly moves this way. Like, it's, like, very slow. But I had you in the middle where it is now, and then you were, like almost at the edge. You're like...
I move, though, like, sometimes.
I don't. I can't move anywhere.
Hi.
Stop rolling.
I'm in Delaware.
Hi. I'm in Philadelphia.
Hi. We're in Delaware.
We're in Delaware.
We're in Cleveland. Cleveland? I hate Cleveland.
What are you doing in Cleveland?
Oh, man. Whew. Okay, I can breathe now. I couldn't breathe.
Somebody turn the AC on.
Yeah, no, it's hot in here.
Dying.
I'm so sweaty.
That's because we're laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Our own jokes.
Oh, Kermie.
You do that perfect, though.
I know. See, I should be his voice. People are like, it sounds so much better.
Pinky, hurry up and get dressed. We're trying to do the show.
It sounds more like Kermit the Frog than the Kermit the Frog they have now.
I know. The other guy's like, hey, Pinky, go on over here. It's like,
no, it's like weird. It's like, it's not even, he's trying too hard.
Yeah, he is. He can't do it.
He's just trying way too hard.
He can't do it. There's a lot of people that can do Kermit the Frog's
voice. Just, it's a very unique voice.
Yep.
And it's the pitch, really. Mm-hmm. If you really think about it, his pitch is a little bit lower, a little bit. And even though he's got a great voice, I'm not saying he's not
yeah.
You know, a great voice actor. He's just, it's a tight voice. It's not, but it's just not Kermit the Frog.
It's not Jim Henson.
It's definitely not Kermit the Frog.
I can do it. Pay me.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Send me an email. I'm ready.
I'll be your voice.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. It's all psychological. I'm a button hook pattern super slow mo. Let's see that in an instant replay.
Oh, remember we did the thing on TikTok where it was like,
yeah, they took the.
I hate that.
They took the sound out. I know, man. So now it's muted and you can't. And it was funny.
It was hilarious.
Ventura.
Yes, Satan. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You sounded like someone else.
Enough with the wisecracks, Ventura.
And he's like,
yeah, I know.
Mr. Shickadance, I told you.
Shickadance.
Shickadance. That would be a good name for a radio host. Hi, I'm Chuck Shickadance.
That would be a radio announcer. Like
Sandy Shickadance.
No, Chuck Shickadance.
Chuck,
is perfect.
Chuck Shickadance. That would be perfect.
Nothing else can really go. Chuck Shickadance. There's a... Let's see, like, Harry Shickadance? That doesn't go
Harry
right. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
My name is Barry Shickadance.
Barry. Todd Shickadance.
Todd Shickadance. That one goes pretty good.
That's not bad, huh?
That's not bad.
It's got to be, like, one syllable.
You got to, like, click on a name like Barry Brass Buttons.
Fred Shickadance.
Barry Brass Buttons.
Barry Brass Buttons. Down with the BBB.
Down with the BBB. Barry Brass Buttons.
And now, back to you.
Yay. Oh, man. I'm dying over here.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, when you haven't, like, laughed really hard in a long time, I don't know if this happens to everybody, but when I haven't laughed in a long time, like, that hard, like, you can't stop. Like, it's like, oh, man. It feels like you just ran a mile.
Oh, yeah.
And you need an inhaler.
Whew.
I go stand over by the humidifier.
Yeah, sucking in all the air. Stop it.
What
you're
you
going to kill yourself.
What are you doing over there? I'm giving myself a nebulizer.
I'm doing very good.
It feels like I'm breathing through a straw. One of those little tiny red ones.
I was watching. I hate when people are
your
like,
face turns beet red because you're trying to do it.
I hate when they serve drinks to you and they give you the red straw.
You're like, what am I going to do with this?
And you're like,
you're just trying to be socially etiquette. Like, you're like you're trying to be, you're trying to, you don't necessarily want to take the straw out in public. You're like, everybody else is drinking from it.
Like your eyes.
So you're trying to, because it's stuck to an ice cube.
You're like, you're dying. You're like, people are like, why are you so red? No reason.
Wow, it's taking you a long time to drink your drink.
This drink's really hot.
No kidding.
This drink's really hot. I don't know what they put in it. Probably a little Tabasco in there. I mean, I hate that because it's
for
like,
real, though. Those little things.
So
they're supposed to be just for stirring.
Yeah, but, like, what people, do you, like, you got to look cool and sophisticated with your pinky up and just stirring your drink.
Yeah, you got to stir all the. You got to stir the ice around so it doesn't get too watered down.
Make it look all nice.
You should let. Why? You shouldn't let your drink get watered down. It should not be sitting in a glass long enough to be watered down.
You're on a date. Hi, what's your name? My name's Barbara. What's your name? Chuck Shickadance.
Chuck Shickadance.
You're stirring your drink on, like
this. I'm going to stir my drink right.
Yeah, you're like.
So what's your name?
My name's Chuck Shickadance.
Ooh, Mrs. Shickadance, I can't wait.
What's your name?
I'm already trying on my dresses. I tried one on before I came to this first date.
My name's Barbara Brass Buttons.
Barbara.
My name is Barbara Brass Buttons.
Barbara.
Barbara Blatant.
And when they're 80, Barbara.
Barbara.
Get me my whiskey, the good whiskey.
I'm going to say that to people now. My name, what's your name, sir? Chuck Shickadance.
Just see what they do.
Watch people like, whoa, I heard you on the radio.
Either that, you just wait. You have to like keep the straightest face you possibly can.
I can do that.
Look them straight in the eye, Chuck Shickadance.
My name is Chuck Shickadance. How do you spell that?
And just wait.
S-H-I.
No, just wait. Just keep looking like awkward. They do an awkward look, like the stare. Don't blink. Just say Chuck Shickadance.
Chuck Shickadance.
And wait for them to respond.
Well, that's a stupid name.
most oftentimes, I believe somebody might end up just laughing. That's not your real name.
What's your name? My name is Bob Willow Wick Mikowski.
What?
Willow Wick Mikowski? How do you spell that? Willow Wick Mikowski.
It's like all those restaurants we put together.
Yeah. You're like three names, buddy.
Hey, if you're first name and last name are the same kind of name, like Samuel Gordon. Yes.
My name's Samuel Sams.
Yeah, my name's Sammy Sam.
Sammy Sam.
I used to call my cat Sammy Sam when I was a little kid.
You guys want like Sammy Sam?
It was like black cat. It was pure black, too. Yeah. It didn't have any white on it. Sammy Sam. I don't know whatever happened to that cat.
It's funny. It's like Sammy Sam. What are you guys having, Sammy Sam? What's that?
Sammy Sam.
Salmon. Sammy Sam.
Sammy Sam.
Having some Sammy Sam.
Could be a sandwich. A
sandwich, yeah.
A Sammy sandwich.
A sandwich. A sandwich. You know who I got a hold of?
Who?
You know who Dane Cook is, right?
I do.
I got a hold of him, and I messaged him, and I wanted him to be on the show.
Wasn't he in...
Good Luck Chuck?
Yeah, and Employee of the Month.
Yeah, I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
You got a little smelt right there.
Yeah, yes!
It's right there.
He really did have it on there, too. It's what was great. And he didn't believe him, and he was like, I'm not listening. I'm not listening to him. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You're lying.
So
you emailed him?
I messaged him on Instagram. And he answered me back, and he said,
It's always a shot in the dark. It's hard. You never know if anyone's going
to
answer.
And then I was like, oh, my God. And then I seen it, and I was like, no way. And he was like, yeah, man, I would be happy to do that. He's like, but I'm pretty busy at the moment. But, I mean, I can keep giving me a shout-out, seeing if I'm
available.
I'm like, oh, all right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Dane. He's like, yeah, no problem. I was like, cool.
You can always do a call-in or Zoom.
Yeah, I kind of explained it to him.
Yeah. That'd be cool, though.
Yeah. I don't care what people think. I like Dane Cook.
A lot of people like Dane Cook.
They're like, oh, he's terrible. Oh, his comedies were garbage. No, actually, some of his comedies were hilarious.
No, he's in movies and you're not. So,
yeah. So he had his 15 minutes of fame, made his money. So where's your money?
He did it. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. I would love to have him on. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
I love talking to people that, you know, are in the industry because it just shows that they're normal, regular people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a few celebrities that we talked to on our previous podcast, and then of course we had Josh Blue already.
Yep. Well, yeah. We tried to get him before, which was cool.
We did.
And then we finally got him. I was like, yes.
Well, that was during COVID, too. And he was going to come on. He was going to come on.
And then we were going to get Carlos Mencia.
And then everybody went back to work. Yeah, and he's like, I got it. He went and did, he had to go back to doing gigs.
Yeah, same with Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos Mencia. Yeah, Carlos, we were going to have them on. Thing.
He was like, oh, I can't, man. I was like, damn it.
Now, of course, we're not going to stand in the way of that. You know?
No, like, no. Well, like, yeah, well, just let me know if you ever want to do it. And yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. That's cool.
So it was pretty cool when he answered me. I didn't think he was going to. Yeah. There was like a million comments in there. And then I was like, I can't do this in the comments.
No, yeah. So
and then I messaged him like literally. And it was like he sent me.
Yeah, because a lot of times those things go to like, if they're filtered. So they go to like the spam or whatever and they never see it.
Can't remember the girl's name that Diane something.
Keaton? I'm just kidding.
No. Yeah, son, is that thing's blinding.
Is it blaring? Is it blaring on you, Chuck?
Now, but anyways, I gotta pull this forward.
You
now.
Can't see what I'm doing, Ooh. Can you?
I can't see you.
Good. It's probably good that you don't.
Well, there was a movie back in the 80s called Last American Virgin.
Yep.
And it was the girl that's in it. I constantly message her, and she always answers me, and she gives me crap every time.
Really?
Like, I really want you on my show. I really would love to have you on my show. And she's like, well, I'll
you think, again?
Yeah, she did that to me once. She was like, you again? I was like, come on, you know you love me now, annoying you. She was like, no. She was like, no, I don't mind. I was like, but I really want you on the show. She's like, I'll think about it. I was like, Diane, please. She's like,
playing games.
Like, I'm begging this girl. I was like, I am never begging.
I will
in my
give
life.
You my shoe.
I was like, I've never begged in my life, but I am begging you right now to please be on my show. She was like, I mean, I could say okay, but then I'd have to not let you beg anymore. I was like, dang it. Like, and she won't. And she'll answer me later. It's like, you're just being mean. And she laughed.
Toying with you.
I was like, come on. It's only going to be like, it's only an hour. It's not like 6 hours.
It doesn't even have to be the whole hour.
Yeah.
If, you know, it could be just a half hour, like the first half or second half, you know? It doesn't have to be.
Beard got stuck. It did. It was like,
It happens on my coat.
Oh my god!
I mean, I trimmed my beard so it doesn't. It usually gets me like on the neck.
No, this.
So my
like,
coat like pulls the little tiny.
This grabs and then I was like, ah!
Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird though. Like when it happens when I'm wearing it's this coat too. Jerk
coat.
It feels like sandpaper rubbing across the bottom of my neck. I'm like, ugh!
It feels so good.
Ow! And I'll pull my head back away from it, and it, like, pulls it out. And I'm like, jerk!
That's a little pungent.
I mean, it's one thing to pull a beard hair from your chin, and another to pull it from the neck.
Oh, that hurts.
Because it hurts more from the neck.
I have so much down there. Your that looks pretty.
You can't see it because the front part of your beard is long.
Some little kid yesterday? Or
did they want to pet you?
I think
you?
It was Wednesday.
They want to pet your beard.
God dang it, man. I think if you can't see that glare on that.
Hold on. Let me help you out.
Yeah, please. Jeez. Put that shade down just a tad.
It won't go down.
It's not going down.
It's not going down.
Oh, it's all right. I'll live. I only got like 3 minutes anyways. Anyways, aww. So you guys got to see
me. I tried.
Jeez.
I tried.
Whoo. All right.
I really did.
Anyways, as I'm going blind slowly.
Turn your head around.
Nah, it's fine. I just ignore it. I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, little kid anyway.
Yeah, it was about your beard.
I can't remember where I was. I think I was in Walmart maybe. But anyway, this kid walks by and he goes, Mommy, I like his beard. And I hear him and I turn my head and I look at him and she goes, I love your beard. It's really cool. And I was like, thank you. And I was like, I like yours too.
And she should be like, I'm a werewolf.
She looks at me and she goes, I don't have a beard. I was like, I know. I was just saying. And her mom starts laughing. She's like, he's funny, huh? And he's like, yeah, he's funny. It's just the way she did it.
Kids are great. They get to this wicked cute age. It's like between like 4 and 7. And they're like the cutest. Between like 4 and 8. Like they're the cutest right then. They say the cutest things. They come out with like things that you're like, wait, what? Did you, what?
Just her facial expression?
Yeah.
She was like, no, my mind is so funny. I was just like, what?
Squinty little eyes.
Dude, you can't see my face. This is great. It's like
I'm going to do this every time.
No. Like I'm a criminal. Hey, how you guys doing? We see the tattoo on your hand, idiot.
I know who you are.
Yeah, we always got to end early because they cut it off.
Yeah, it was right. Yeah, right at 4:30.
No, I just got to do this.
All right, let me just play this because it's fun.
It's fun.
All right. Yeah. This way. Anyway, this is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it for listening to the show. We hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Don't get blinded like I am, but you know what the heck, right? All right, guys. Have a good night.
Peace.
I said it.